Why was puberty so difficult for me? Divorce, genetics, and brain chemistry. A personal note from a true source. I had a rough adolescence. Not rough in a way anyone could see from the outside. I was big, I was athletic, I looked fine. But inside, I was a mess. Obsessive thoughts that wouldn't let go. Anxiety that had no obvious cause. A darkness that would settle in and just sit there. Sleep that didn't come. A mind that ran loops on scenarios that hadn't happened and probably never would. I didn't have a name for any of it. Neither did anyone around me. What I know now, after building FoodZipper, after running my own DNA through focal scan, after spending a long time thinking about what actually happened to me, is that a significant part of what I was experiencing had a biological explanation. Not a psychological weakness. Not a character flaw. A clearance rate. My sample report is on this site. You can look at it. Here are two of the gene variants that matter most for what I'm describing, pulled straight from my results. MAO-AR297R, homozygous +++. Slow neurotransmitter cleanup. The foods that support it? Sardines, salmon, spinach, pumpkin seeds. The nutrients: riboflavin, also known as B2, magnesium, and vitamin C. MTHFRA1298C, also homozygous +++, may affect BH4 recycling, which is linked to serotonin, dopamine, and melatonin synthesis. The foods: lentils, chickpeas, spinach, asparagus. The nutrients: natural folate and B6. And then blood sugar stability, which applies to all profiles. Crashes amplify every vulnerability. The foods: basmati rice, sweet potatoes, oats, quinoa. Complex carbs paired with protein and healthy fat at every meal. Both homozygous. MAOA is the enzyme responsible for breaking down serotonin, dopamine, and norepinephrine. When it runs slow, those neurotransmitters linger longer than they should. The signal stays active. Emotions hit harder and take longer to fade. Thoughts loop. The mind won't quiet down at night. That's not a metaphor. That's the mechanism. But what if that's only half of it? What if there's something else going on during those years that makes everything worse? The brain is starving while the body builds. Think about what the body is doing from about age 10 to 22. Bone, muscle, organ, brain, all of it being built simultaneously. Where does the body get the raw materials for that? Magnesium, zinc, B vitamins, folate, B12. And where does it pull them from first? The growing skeleton or the brain? What if the enzymes that run your neurotransmitter system need those same nutrients to function? And what if those enzymes are already running at reduced capacity because of your genetics? What happens when the cofactor supply gets diverted to building tissue? 6 inches of height in 18 months. And then what happens when you skip a meal on top of that? Blood sugar drops. Cortisol spikes. Cortisol competes for the same pathways. The brain isn't getting fuel, it isn't clearing its own chemistry, and it's flooded with stress hormones. That's not a mood problem. That's a biochemistry collapse. I was 12. My parents had just divorced. I'd been in the hospital back in Michigan for 2 weeks with pneumonia. And then I moved to Florida. Left my father behind, carried the guilt of that with me, and landed in a small condo with my mom in a place I didn't know. Everything familiar was gone. I had a lot of emotions going through me at that time. That's when the panic attack started. Close to 400 in a single day. It sounds impossible. It wasn't. Intense, physical, terrifying. My body shaking, fight or flight locked wide open and it wouldn't shut off. I felt completely unsafe in every direction. My mom didn't take me to a doctor. She went to the store and bought celery and peanut butter. No testing, no research. She just knew. And it helped when nothing else did. What she was doing, without knowing the science behind it, was feeding the enzyme. Magnesium, in the celery, in the peanut butter, is a cofactor for the very pathways that were collapsing. Potassium for the nervous system. Protein to stabilize blood sugar. She was right. Here's what my report says about MAOA, the gene that was running on fumes during all of this. MAOA R297R, homozygous, +++. What you may be feeling. Emotions hit hard and take a long time to fade. Obsessive thought loops, the same thought circling for hours. Irritability that feels disproportionate to the trigger. Difficulty letting go of arguments or perceived slights. Sleep onset problems, mind won't quiet down. Sensitivity to stress that others seem to shake off easily. Feeling wired or restless when cooped up without physical activity. What's happening? Serotonin and dopamine aren't clearing at normal speed. The signal stays active longer than it should. You're not overreacting. Your brain is literally processing longer than someone.
What helps and why?
Sardines, salmon, spinach, pumpkin seeds, almonds, eggs, mushrooms. MAOA is a flavoprotein. It requires B2, riboflavin, as a cofactor to function. Without adequate B2, the enzyme can't work even at its reduced capacity. Magnesium supports neurotransmitter balance downstream. Vitamin C supports dopamine to norepinephrine conversion. Look at that symptom list. Every single one of those was me, and I didn't know why until I was in my 40s. And here's the second one, MTHFRA1298C. This is the methylation piece that compounds everything above. MTHFRA1298C, homozygous, +++. What you may be feeling. Mood instability. Ups and downs without clear triggers. Sleep that doesn't feel restorative even when you get enough hours. Low motivation or drive that comes and goes. Anxiety that's hard to pin to a specific cause. Afternoon or evening mood dips. What's happening? This variant may affect the recycling of BH4, a cofactor your body needs to produce serotonin, dopamine, and melatonin. When BH4 recycling is less efficient, the production capacity for these neurotransmitters can be reduced. What helps and why? Lentils, chickpeas, spinach, asparagus, Brussels sprouts, turkey, chicken, salmon, sweet potatoes, bananas. Natural folate supports BH4 recycling. Tryptophan-rich foods like turkey and chicken maximize the raw material for serotonin when production capacity is reduced. Two slow systems. One breaks down the neurotransmitters too slowly. The other doesn't produce enough of the raw materials to begin with. Stack those on top of a body that's pulling every available nutrient toward growing 6 inches in a year, and you get what I lived through. What I did about it. I ate. A lot. Consistently. Looking back, the days that went sideways were almost always the days I skipped a meal or let too many hours go by without eating. The days that felt manageable, I'd eaten well. Every time. Is that a coincidence? Snacks were a bigger deal than I realized at the time. The gap between meals was where things fell apart. Protein, healthy fat, something with magnesium. Not chips, not sugar, not nothing. My mom figured this out before I did. She handed me celery and peanut butter. I didn't ask why it worked. It just did. For anyone dealing with the same thing, here's what I kept around, especially stuff you can take to school where nuts aren't allowed. Pumpkin seeds. High magnesium, high zinc, good protein, no common allergy restriction. Sunflower seeds. Magnesium, vitamin E, easy to carry. Hard-boiled eggs. Protein, B2, choline. Dark chocolate, 70% or higher. Magnesium, usually allowed. Banana, potassium, B6, and the carb helps tryptophan cross into the brain. Edamame, protein, magnesium, folate. String cheese, protein, portable, no prep. The other thing that made a difference, I moved every day, walking, running, working. It didn't matter what it was, as long as I was moving. The days I didn't move were worse, every time. Why? Physical movement increases catecholamine turnover. It helps clear the neurotransmitters that slow enzymes can't clear fast enough. Is it about fitness? No. It's about chemistry. Even a 25-minute walk changed the baseline for me. I didn't understand any of this when I was going through it. I didn't have a report. I didn't have the science. I just did what felt right and kept doing what worked. I made it through. Food and exercise helped, but I don't make it through without my mom caring and loving me. Did I mention hugs? That's a big one. To hear, "I love you, it's going to be okay." That matters more than any gene card. Today, there are other options. You can look at your own DNA and see what's actually going on under the hood. You can see which enzymes might be running slow, what nutrients they need, and which foods provide them. That's what FoodZipper does. It doesn't tell you what to do. It shows you possibilities and lets you decide for yourself. Change the way you eat. Change the way you feel. That's FoodZipper. B plus FoodZipper is free. Your file never leaves your device. Upload your DNA and see your report at foodzipper.com.